25-year-old jazz pianist Christian Sands is from New Haven, Connecticut.
I started playing jazz when I was 7, but that was a choice that actually my classical teacher made, because I used to improvise on classical pieces, and apparently you're not supposed to do that.
His love for jazz deepened under the mentorship of the iconic jazz musician and educator, Dr. Billy Taylor.
Not even just learning the piano from him, but just learning, you know, life lessons from him, just watching him work, watching him talk to people, watching him, you know, just tie his tie. You know, there was just all these little things that just made him such an amazing person.
Sands has produced several albums, been nominated for 2 Grammys, and travels as part of the Christian McBride Trio.
My biggest question, you know, that I always ask him, you know, we'll be on the road and we'll do a 3-week tour and we'll have, you know, one-nighters every night, and he just delivers so amazingly, you know, and I'm, how do you do that? You know, and so that's what you learn. You learn how to do that. You learn how to still be on your A game and still function and do all this on an hour of sleep.
He also spends time sharing his experiences with young musicians, which is why he spent the past week in Indianapolis working with music students at Heron High School.
The artist and the audience, you have to bring them together in a way where you're both on the same page, you know, and that's education is definitely the biggest way to do that.
Sands is one of 5 finalists for the American Pianist Association Jazz Fellowship Award, which grants $100,000 to the winner.
It's a wild ride, you know, and you have to kind of keep your wits about you, and you got to kind of just take it day by day, you know, and you have to go with your gut and go with, you know, what makes you comfortable, and, you know, and just live, you know, just to live life, you know, and that's really what jazz is about. Jazz is life.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.